Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Yesterday afternoon I was lucky enough to sit down with Penrith Panthers premiership winning captain and the 2021 Clive Churchill medalist Nathan Cleary. A cracking chat. We sat down, I asked a couple of questions about his game, how it's improved over the last years, how he handles pressure in different ways, the experiences of losing a grand final, winning a grand final, state of origin, working with a heap of guys. Sensational chat. And then we got stuck into his dream team, a sensational side that he's named. And just quietly, I think Nathan Cleary might follow the Rugby League Guru because he's picked a couple of notables in the front row and in the lock forward role. If you've been following me for a little bit, you probably already know who those guys are. But a very interesting team that Nathan picked. This is just a little clip today from that chat that we had yesterday. It'll be dropping next week sometime. We've got to edit it all up. We had a couple of little technical difficulties at the back end of it, so I've got to sort all that out. But it's a sensational chat. In this little clip here, it's about 7 or 8 minutes. We speak about the impact of Appy Curaçao and Isaiah Yeo on Nathan Cleary. Appy, of course, he was going to sign with the Canterbury Bulldogs and then at the 11th hour switched to the Penrith Panthers. And, I mean, it just changed the history of the game, in my opinion. People think that's a little bit over the top, but I personally don't think the Penrith Panthers win that premiership without him. And I don't think Nathan Cleary is the player that he is without Appy Curaçao either. Nathan, he definitely wouldn't be the player he is today without Isaiah Yeo too. And we speak about those two guys. I even put a gun to his head and say, you've got to pick one of them to play with for the rest of your career. Answer is very interesting. We also touched on James Maloney and the impact that he's had on Nathan Cleary's career, also on the career of Jerome Luai. Really interesting chat there. Of course, Nathan, when his dad was coaching at the Warriors in 2011, James Maloney was the 5'8 in that side, so Nathan had a little bit to do with him as a kid, and then grew up to play in the NRL with him, and also win State of Origin series with him as well. So pretty wild chat there. The back end of this little clip, we also talk about the impact of being the coach's son and being the captain of this team, and all the pressures and the outside noise that come with that sort of stuff, and how Nathan has learned to deal with it. This full chat will be available next week on the Rugby League Guru podcast, so stay tuned for that one. Personally, it's one of my favourite podcasts I've ever done. Mate, tell me about the impact of James Maloney on you. Obviously a guy that, as you came into first grade and even before you came into grade, he just went from club to club, winning. I imagine you would have had a little bit to do with him when he was at the Warriors in the early days under your dad. Tell me the impact that he had once he arrived at the Penrith Panthers.
I can't speak highly enough for what Jimmy was like for me, and not only me, but also probably Jerome and the rest of the young guys in the group. It's a pretty crazy story. Like, I looked up to Jimmy when he was at the Warriors. I'd go into training and watch them train and obviously support them pretty hard when I was a young fella. So then to be able to reunited with him, actually playing alongside him, was that's another crazy moment for me. Like, all these things, when you sort of look back on them and put in perspective, it's just like, how has this even happened? And again, very grateful that I got to learn off him. Probably one regret I have is not being more successful with him. But, we're lucky enough to win two Origin series together. And, for the Panthers, I think it was more so just his mentorship, and he sort of put us in a position and to kind of, I guess, build and become a club that was more successful and could win games. Because, you know, when you look at Jimmy, you just know that he's a winner. Just the stuff he does on the field is, it's always for the best of the team and to win. So, you know, we learned a lot of him and forever grateful for what he's done for me. And, you know, he was super just good with the young guys too. Like, he wanted everyone to just succeed and get better. And he was always, very helpful. So, yeah, it's been great to see Jimmy go over there. And, you know, it would have been nice to see him win the grand final. But, again, you know, it just shows his, his influence on people around him to, create a successful club.
Mate, you mentioned the influence that he had on yourself and Jerome. I think we all know the storyline of yourself and Jerome coming through the juniors and whatnot. I want to know about the impact that Appy Curacao's had on you, because, you know, I still remember 2 years ago when he signed with the Bulldogs, and then the next morning it broke that he was going to the Penrith Panthers. And I remember posting on Instagram that this could be, you know, the missing jigsaw piece for the Penrith Panthers. And, you know, I didn't even overly believe it as much as how it's come true. He has just been incredible for the club, but I think more importantly for you. Tell me about Appy.
Yeah, I still see Appy as someone that's super underrated as a player. Not only that, but as a leader as well. An on-field leader, he's very inspirational. He's probably one of the toughest guys I've ever played with. Just the work he gets through and how he plays through injuries and stuff like that. You just want to play well with him because, you know, that he's putting his best foot forward every week. And, you know, he's super crafty, but he's not a player that needs to be in the spotlight or feels like he needs to be in the spotlight. He's constantly doing things for other people, and that's what everyone loves about Appy. I know he's very highly valued amongst our team, and, you know, everyone absolutely loves him. So, I think he's been a massive influence for me. More so just the way he controls the forwards and his leadership on the field, but then, he gets me the ball when I need it. And, yeah, I've absolutely loved playing with him, and I think he's an absolute beast.
Another guy that's had a big influence on your rise over the last few years is Isaiah Yeo. If you would have said to me 5 years ago he'd be playing for the Kangaroos, I wouldn't be able to guess what position it would have been. It would have been either second row, centre. I wouldn't have guessed as a 13. The improvement in his skill set has been unbelievable. To think that now I have him as the best 13 in our game right now, how important is he to your game?
Yeah, he's unbelievable for my game. I think he helps me so much, and he kind of, unlocks me to the rest of the team. He's usually the link man. And as you say, you know, he was a great player when he first came in the first grade, but he couldn't kind of nail down a spot, and move into the middle has been, an absolute godsend for him. He's taken it to the next level. And again, you know, I think he's underrated as a player until you actually get to play with him and realise what he does and how smart he is footy-wise. Me and him are constantly bouncing off each other about what we should be doing and whatnot. And, you know, his ball playing is unbelievable. But not only that, he can then show the ball and come off both feet. And, I just think he's a great player, and he's probably the most important player in our team most weeks.
I'd answer my next question, but gun to your head, no fence sitting here. You got to pick Appy or Yeo to play with for the rest of your career. Which one are you taking?
Jeez, you can't do that to me. I don't know.
Don't worry.
Yeah, I'd probably say Yoey. Yeah, I do love Appy though.
No, sort of what I was expecting, but I'm glad you actually answered. That's good. Now, mate, obviously you are the son of the coach. There's been a lot of shit thrown around as far as that goes. I remember when you did win the premiership, people saying, oh, he's only the captain because he's the coach's son. And I just sat there and went, fuck, the kid's lost a handful of games in 2 years. Like, how do you sort of, is it just a matter of blocking all that sort of stuff out for you?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, that's something that I've had to work hard at as well. Probably when I first came into first grade, I wasn't real good at, dealing with all that sort of added criticism and stuff people were saying. And, I probably read every comment on social media and whatnot. And now I've kind of, refined back from that. I think I'm in a much better place mentally. And, you sort of learn who to listen to and who to take advice from and, who's there to help you get better, not just sort of try and drag you down. So, I'm very lucky with the people I've got around me, and it makes it easier for me to sort of block out those people that have other stuff to say.
I mentioned earlier that halfbacks, when they win premierships, it's more of a relief feeling. You've done it with potentially 10 or 12 years still left in your career. What's the outlook now? Do you look at football a little bit differently now that you've got that monkey on the back? Do you feel like there's a bit more freedom to your game?
Not really. It's obviously nice to win one, at a young age and all that. But, I'm just prepared to keep getting better. And, I don't think I really see an end game for me. I just want to stay present in the moment, enjoy each moment and try and get better, improve each day. And, that's the drive for me and the rest of the group is, we're probably not content with where we're at. We know there's still a long way to go for us as players, but also as a group. And, it's a special thing to be a part of. And, there's definitely a lot of motivation there to keep moving forward.
Now, mate, before we get into this dream team that you've picked, one hell of a side too, just quietly, I've got a lot of super coaches asking me, which round will you be returning? Do you have any idea at the moment what it looks like, a ballpark for us?
Ballpark's probably round 1 to 3 at the moment. Obviously aiming for round 1, but I definitely won't be pushing it. I don't think there's any rush to be back. And, I think a lot of it will just be mentally. If I'm confident in my shoulder, I want to be 100% by the time I get back. So aiming for round 1, but yeah, probably round 1 to 3 at the moment.
Brilliant. Mate, let's dive into this team that you've picked.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.